It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. TV 30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon. Hello everyone, it is Friday the 15th of December 2017. That means it's 10 days till Christmas, and it also means that it's time for another Friday News Update. So I have confirmed the date for my next live stream. It's going to be about 6 o'clock, so head over to my YouTube channel and you will see that on Tuesday. But for now, let's get on with the show. As I said, it is the 15th of December 2017. Here is the latest tech news. Apple have bought music recognition app Shazam for $400 million. Apple has said it has exciting plans in store and they could integrate it into their music streaming app, Apple Music. Huawei could soon be releasing a new tablet, possibly called the Huawei Mate MediaPad M4. It will have Android Oreo and a resolution of 2560 by 1600, the same resolution of the MediaPad M3. It will also have Bluetooth 4.2 and will probably launch very soon, probably in early 2018. An update to Nokia's camera app suggests that some of their phones, at least one, next year could have dual cameras. It added a zoom mode and a wide angle mode, things that you can only really get on dual camera phones, suggesting that Nokia could release at least one dual camera phone next year. Rumours are that those phones will be the Nokia 6 and Nokia 9. Samsung have accidentally released a manual for next year's Galaxy A8, which is sort of a mid-range phone, but with a focus on design. Next year's Galaxy A8 will have a kind of bezel-less design, although not quite as bezel-less as the Galaxy S8, but it could have dual cameras on the front of the phone, something that could be pretty big with phones next year. Otherwise, it kind of looks like a cross between the previous Galaxy A3 Galaxy A range phones and the Galaxy S8. It's got a speaker on the side of the phone, USB-C charger, and a SIM card tray on the side of the phone, interestingly. So, a few design changes, but nothing too major apart from that bezel-less screen, of course, and the dual front cameras. But that will probably be released early next year as well. Android Wear watches, or some of them, will be getting an update to coincide with the launch of Android Oreo, which has already happened. But the Android Wear Oreo update will bring a few tweaks to Android Wear. Nothing too big new to Android Wear smartwatches, but it's coming to the LG Watch Sport and Style, the Huawei Watch 2, and quite a few other popular smartwatches, although not to the Moto 360, which is fairly popular. The Google Assistant is coming to tablets and smartphones with Android Lollipop. That's Android 5. Previously, it was only available on Android 6 and 7, but now it will be available on Android Lollipop, as I said, and it's already rolling out in quite a lot of languages. But Google Assistant on tablets will be coming in the coming weeks, according to Google, and only if your language is set to English US. So not in the UK yet, but we'll probably see it sometime soon in the UK on tablets. A developer has brought iMessage to Android. WeMessage, as the app is called, uses an application on Macs to send iMessages through Apple servers, meaning you can send and receive iMessages on an Android phone. The WeMessage app for Android is on the Google Play Store, and the Mac app that you'll need for this is on WeMessageApp.com, and it's got a few of the popular features from iMessage as well, although no Animojis, unfortunately, but you can use Supermojis on Android to do that and send it through WeMessage. So it is free, so go and download that now. Apple have finally released the iMac Pro they announced in the summer at the WWDC event this year. It's got some pretty impressive specs, up to 18 cores, I believe. Yep, 18 cores and up to 128 gig of memory. Most computers only have 8 gigs, so that is pretty impressive, but you'll have to pay quite a lot for all these impressive specs. It is £4,899, and if you can afford that, you can go to apple.com to buy it right now. AR stickers for Star Wars The Last Jedi have launched. It lets you place virtual versions of Star Wars The Last Jedi characters in the real world via the Google Pixel 2's cameras as if they were really there. It's launched now on the Google Pixel 2, exclusive to that phone right now. But there are quite a few characters on here, actually. So if you have a Google Pixel 2, then that is going to be really cool. I am very excited to see The Last Jedi. I'm going to see it very soon at the cinema, so very excited for that. LG have announced a brand new laptop ahead of CES 2018. It's got the latest Intel processors and battery life of around about 21 hours on the 14-inch model. It's also under a kilogram in weight, so pretty impressive, and it's got a pretty cool design as well. Samsung have also announced a laptop. It's works with Samsung's S Pen stylus, and it can sort of bend around to become a sort of tablet and stuff like that, like the Google Pixel Book. And it's also got the latest Intel processors, and it is also under a kilogram. Finally, Samsung could release their rival to the Amazon Echo and Google Home with their AI Bixby in early 2018. It'll apparently work with Samsung's SmartThings smart home devices and Samsung's phones and TVs, and will cost about $200. Thanks for listening. That is the latest news.